Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Morning, good afternoon, good evening, however you're receiving this call, this recording, and today is the 17th installment on page 120, if you're following along. We'll be starting there. The chapters we'll be reading today are many. There's one called the Daily Call to the Child of Adam. The next is, Allah will speak to every worshipper on the day of judgment without any mediator. Competition for the lower world. Consequence of abandoning the Quran. Allah's restraint in the heart of the believer. And then the last one. Do not follow other ways. Well, we have a lot on store today. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا إله إلا الله لا Ibrahim Rasulullah, Musa Rasulullah, Isa Rasulullah, Alayhim Salatullah. Walking in the spirit of the guide through these words, the guide who helps us walk this path, connected to all the other guides and teachers of the way, and the hadith and the Quran, the Prophet, alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting to that light that threads all the way. In the center of our hearts, into the spirit of the light. Starting on page 120, the daily call to the child of Adam. It is narrated in hadith by At-Tirmidhi, but the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, there is no day on which the sun rises except a caller calls. I am a new creation, and I shall witness what you do. So gain my testimony, because I do not return except on the day of judgment. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, the foot of my worshipper will not move from its spot on the day of judgment until he has asked four questions. He will be asked, how did you spend your life? And how did you use your youth? And how did you earn your money and spend it? And what deeds did you perform? O child of Adam, you have four dangers. The first danger is in his saying, these are bound for the garden, and I do not care. And these are bound for the fire, and I do not care. And you are left wondering which of the two parties you might belong to. The second danger takes place in your mother's womb when the angel is told, write his provision, his lifespan, and whether he is happy or sad. The third danger occurs at the moment of death, when you will be informed about whether you will end up in the garden or the fire. The fourth danger is on the day of judgment, when everyone will stand in line before Allah. A group will go to the garden and a group will go to the fire, and you do not know in which group you will be. It was narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah extends his hand in the morning to the one who committed an offense during the night, so that he may repent. O my brother, remember that Allah says, everything in the heavens and in the earth returns as a servant to the merciful. He has counted them all one by one, and they will all come to him singularly on the day of judgment. O my worshipful servant, read your book. Your own soul suffices as an accountant against you. Quran 17:14. This our book speaks about you by the truth. Surely we have caused all that you did to be recorded. Quran 45:29. And the Glorious One will call, my angels, take him. Drive the disobedient, rebellious one to the fire. Tomorrow the unbelievers will be in flames of fire, while the faithful believers will be inhabitants of the abode of eternity. Allah will speak to every worshipper on the day of judgment without any mediator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day every soul shall find whatever it has done of good present before it. It was narrated by Adi ibn Hatim that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is none of you but his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to him without any mediator between him and him. He will look right at his right side and will not see anything except of what he offered in advance. And he will look at his left side and will not see anything but what he offered in advance. He will look in front of him and the fire will receive him. Thus, if any of you can save himself from the fire, even by half a date, let him do so. Utbah narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any person who falls in prostration from the day he was born to the day he dies, in order to please Allah, is still humiliated on the day of judgment, then how severe the day is for the one who has no protector. When hearts ascend to throats, and the demanding rights of the oppressed surround the oppressor. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, rights will be restored to those whose rights were abused on the day of judgment. Even the enduring sheep will demand its rights from the kicking one. Hatim al-Asam radiallahu anhu said, whoever does not remember four critical situations is confused and arrogant and not safe from misery. The first crisis is not knowing to which group you belong when Allah says, those are in the garden and I do not care. And those are in the fire, and I do not care. The second crisis is when you were created in three layers of darkness, and you do not know if you are among the happy or the miserable when the angel calls to announce happiness or misery. The third crisis is the horror of ascent, when you do not know if you should be happy because Allah is pleased with you or miserable because of His wrath. The fourth crisis is on the day of separation, when you do not know in which direction you will be sent. The person who always remembers these four critical situations does not allow sobriety to depart from his heart. It was narrated that once Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz wept for a long time until he was asked why he was weeping, and he said, "I was remembering the day when people will stand before Allah, and one group will be sent to the garden and another to the fire of hell." As soon as he said these words, he fell unconscious. O Allah, our Lord, our Master Guide, our final goal, our desire, we ask you to grant us wellness, to protect us from the afflictions of time and mesmerizing affairs. For we are weak, and even though we deserve punishment, your forgiveness is vast enough for us. O most merciful, Ya Wasiya, O Lord, the all-encompassing, O all-knowing, Ya Alim, forgive us and forgive our parents and forgive all the believers by your mercy. O you who are the most merciful of all the merciful. Amin. 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 Competition for the lower world. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Whoever wakes up in the morning feeling safe in his bed, well in his body, and has provision for his day, it is as if he has gained the lower world and all it contains." He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also said, "By Allah, it is not poverty that I fear for you, but what I fear for you is that the world will be presented for you just as it was presented for those before you. Then you will compete for it, and it will destroy you just as it destroyed them." How excessively people permit what is prohibited, and how little they pursue what is permissible. Everything procured by forbidden means, fire is its appropriate place. And anyone who earns his livelihood, his food and drink or clothes in forbidden ways, the possessor of majesty and bounty, will not answer his prayer. Who is in a better position? The one who is thrown in the fire, or the one who reaches the day of judgment, feeling safe? Do as you want, but Allah sees all that you do. Al-Tirmidhi, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, is narrated, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "If any believer feeds another believer who is hungry, Allah will feed him from the fruits of the garden on the day of judgment. If any believer gives water to another who is thirsty, Allah will quench his thirst by the sealed nectar on the day of judgment. If a believer clothes another faithful believer who is in need of clothing, Allah reward him with clothes from the garden on the day of judgment." Consequence of abandoning the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surely it is we who sent down the reminder, and surely we are its protector. Quran 15:9. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He sent down upon you the book, setting forth the truth and confirming what had been revealed before it. And He sent down the Torah and the Injil from before as guidance to the people. And He sent down the criterion, surely those who cover up the truth of the signs of Allah shall suffer terribly. Quran 3:3-4. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrated, This Quran is the rope of Allah, and it is the clear, light, and useful healing. It is a protection for the one who clings to it, and a rescue for the one who follows it. It is not crooked, and so puts things straight. It does not deviate so as to be blamed, and its wonders do not cease. It does not wear out with much repetition. So recite it. As soon as the jinn heard it, they said, We had heard an amazing recital guiding to right action. Quran 72:1-2. Whoever argues with its support is truthful, and whoever applies its teaching is rewarded, and whoever judges in accordance to it is fair, and whoever is called to it is guided to the straight path. At-Tirmidhi narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever recites a letter of the Book of Allah earns a good deed, and each good deed is worth 10 like it. I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but that Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. Allah's restraint in the heart of the believer. Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated, The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah strikes a parable of a straight path for us. On the sides of the path there are two fences with doors. Some of the doors are open and some are covered with curtains. At the beginning of the path, someone calls, Walk straight on the path and do not deviate. Moreover, whenever a worshipper attempts to open one of the doors, another caller says, Woe to you! Do not open the door. If you open it, you will enter. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explained that the straight path is surrender to Allah, al-Islam. The open doors are prohibitions and the curtains are the limits of Allah. The caller at the beginning of the path is the Quran. And the caller at the doors is Allah's restraint within the heart of every faithful believer. This hadith was reported by Ahmad al-Ba'zaz, Muslim, and al-Hakim characterizes it as an authentic hadith. It was narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When Allah gathers the first and the last for an appointed time, He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will say, O people, I have fixed relationships and you have fixed relationships. And you belittle my relationships and raise or honor your relationships. I have said that the most honored among you in the eyes of Allah is the one who has taqwa, But you do not agree, and instead you elevate so-and-so because he's the son of so-and-so, and so is richer than so-and-so. Nonetheless, today I shall belittle your relationships and honor my relationships. Where are those who have taqwa? At once a banner will be established, and the people conscious of Allah will follow that banner. Do not follow other ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, come, let me convey to you what Allah has really forbidden to you, that you do not associate anything with him and do good to your parents, and that you don't kill your children because of poverty. We will provide for you and for them, and do not come near shameful deeds, outwardly or inwardly. And do not kill the soul which Allah has made inviolable, save in the course of true justice. This he has enjoined upon you so that you may use your intelligence. Quran 6, 151. And do not approach the orphan's property, save to make it better, until he reaches maturity. Give full measure and weight with justice, and we do not burden any soul save with what it can bear. And when you speak, be just, even if it is about a near relative, and fulfill the covenant with Allah. This he has enjoined upon you so that you may remember. Quran 6, 152. And this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other ways, lest they cause you to deviate from his way. This he has enjoined upon you so that you might guard yourselves for Allah. Quran 6, 153. And we have tied the fate of every person around his neck, and on the day of standing for judgment, we shall produce for him a book spread open. Read your book, your own soul suffices as an accountant against you. Quran 17, 13, 14. The day when neither wealth nor sons will avail anyone save the one who brings to Allah a heart that is whole. Quran 26:88-9. On the day when a man shall flee from even his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his children, every one of them shall that day have concerns enough to suffice them. Quran 80:34-7. On a day when their tongues and their hands and their feet shall bear witness against them as to what they used to do. Quran 24:24. Abdullah ibn Umar narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the believer is a brother of another believer, so he should not oppress him, nor should he forsake him or belittle him. Whoever fulfills the needs of his brother, Allah will fulfill his needs, and whoever relieves a difficulty for a brother, Allah will relieve his difficulty on the day of judgment, and whoever conceals the fault of his brother, Allah will conceal him on the day of judgment. That brings us to page 127, where inshallah we'll pick up on the next reading. As-salamu alaykum.